The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up to the high mountain apart by themselves. And as he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no fuller on earth could bleach them. Then Elijah appeared, and along with him Moses, and they were conversing with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He hardly knew what to say. They were so terrified. Then a cloud came, casting a shadow over them. And from the cloud came a voice, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." Suddenly looking around, they no longer saw anyone but Jesus alone with them. As they were coming down the mountain, he charged them not to relate what they had seen to anyone, except when the Son of Man has risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what rising from the dead meant. The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all.
Good evening.
How are you this evening? If God is for us, who will be against us? Dear catechumens and candidates, listen again. If God is for us, who will be against us? God's call is personal and at the same time very demanding. It is an invitation to enter into His holiness with an attitude of faith and total trust in God. That is the invitation of God to you all. To have proper trust in God and total faith in God for your body resurrection. That's why God will be always with you and nothing will destroy you. That is the promise of God to our candidates and catechumens and to all our brothers and sisters. We encounter a God who speaks to us and we are called upon to listen to Him and respond to Him. Now, as we enter in the second week of Lent, our task is to continue to examine our hearts and change ourselves in order to be worthy of His glorious Paschal mystery. Again, the Church reminds us, check your life. As human beings, we do not like change and we resist any change as much as we can. However, change is a part of our life and we cannot just depend on our past glory and achievements. Every minute, every second, there will be a change in the human body. There will be change in all parts of the human body, in every second. That change must take place. If change doesn't take place, we doesn't grow. We will be like stagnant water. That's why God makes the body to grow. When you think about the past things that had happened, sadly, you will not grow. If there is something that happened one day back, 1 hour back, 5 years back, 10 years back, 30 years back, 50 years back, whatever the year may be, that is past, that is over, that is gone, that is dead. If there is something to learn from that, learn. You might have learned already. If not, don't bring back to your mind. Don't bring back to your life, because it will not allow you to grow. It will not allow you to make a new person. That's why if there is something good in the past life, take. Bad, throw it out. Because we know that we are pilgrims on a journey to a more permanent dwelling place, a place of total union with our God of truth and love. We need to join with the God. That's why there must be a growth. There must be a change. If there is no growth, no change, you will not reach that God. You will be like a stagnant water. So, this is the background to our today's reading. In today's gospel reading, we heard about the historical incident of transfiguration of Jesus. Jesus went to the hill with his disciples, James, Peter, and John. Generally, in the Bible, mountain means, or hill means, dwelling place of God, where God appears to his people, where God speaks to his people. That is the speciality of mountains in the Old Testament. We read in the Bible, Moses went to the top of the mountain and prayed to God. And when he came down from the mountain, the skin of his face was shined with brightness because he had been talking with God. In the same way, the transfiguration of Jesus has one primary purpose, namely to reveal the divine identity of Jesus. The transfiguration means Jesus wants to reveal his identity, that he is Son of God. And another point is, the transfiguration means Jesus' body completely changes. It means he presumes and he shows to his disciples about his resurrection body. After his resurrection, he is going to be like that. So already Jesus is teaching to his disciples, this is what is going to happen to me after my resurrection. And the same thing is going to happen to you. This is the teaching of Jesus to his disciples before his death. And what happens in the transfiguration? God the Father himself comes and gives witness to his son Jesus. This is my son. Listen to him. Listen to him. That is what happened to these three disciples. You must listen, and you must make other people to listen. Listening word of God is very, very important. If you listen, you will learn. If you don't listen, you don't learn at all. If you listen someone speaking about a tree or sea or animal, whatever it may be, unless you listen, you will not know what is tree, what is animal. In the same way, if you listen to the word of God, you know God. That's why God the Father himself says, "Listen to my son." So, and also Jesus and God the Father and three, Moses and other prophet, they speak about Jesus' death and resurrection. He is going to be died. He is going to be persecuted. He will be killed. And you must be together. You must be united with my son. Don't run away. When Jesus was arrested, all the disciples ran away. Except Peter, hiding here and there and following Jesus. Everyone ran away. Do not run away. If you don't listen, you will run away. Listen, and you will be with him. That is what we heard in the first reading. Abraham, he heard the word of God. He listened to the word of God. He followed the word of God, and he received the abundant blessings from God the Father. Listen, and you will receive what you need. So, last week, last Sunday reading, we heard about repentance. Repentance for our sins and bring transformation. Transformation, it means detachment from sin and attachment to God. This is very, very important in this Lenten season. Not only in the Lenten season, any season in our life. Transformation is very, very important. That's why I told in the beginning, we need to grow. When the growth stops, our life stops. Transformation from one idea to another idea, from one way of living to another way of living, from detachment from sin to attachment to God. That is the transformation we need to get in this Lenten season. Why this transformation? To become a new person. The transformation brings, it makes us a new person. Why this new person? For the new life. For the new life. The transformation brings a new life. For this, we need to repent. If there is any malice in our life, we need to repent. Then we will transform. That is what was main point last Sunday. So this Sunday, what the reading says this Sunday, listen. Listen to God. Listen to his words. Abraham listened. His life was completely transformed. The people of Nineveh listened to the word of God. They transformed their life totally. The sinful city became a holy city. In the same way, we need transfer. We need transformation. And we need to renewal. Lenten season is the best season to renew our life. I believe and hope that you are all good people. You are all good people. If there is anything needed for renewal, go for renewal. This is the best chance. The season of Lent is the best chance for the renewal and to become a new person. This new person blesses, leads us to eternal life in Jesus' kingdom. That is the end of our human life, where the bliss, everlasting life, will be given to the renewed person. So, let us think and meditate how our life is going on. Do a retreat. Do a retreat in this Lenten season. Go back and think what had happened and what is happening and what will happen. Meditate and receive the blessings of new life.